It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And Alex and Liv the Web Girl, in my humble opinion, are going to go to hell.
Okay, that's debatable.
All right, if you know what we're talking about here, you can call in at 317-239-1009 because I need some other opinions and views. Or you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. On my Instagram profile, I just updated it recently, at Joe Pesh Radio. You can follow the whole Joe and Alex Show if you just go to Instagram and search for Joe and Alex Show. It says, Joe and Alex Show ringleader. Married a Dutch girl, dog daddy of Benny and Paddington, man of the cloth. And then I have like a cross, you know, like it's in purple, that little symbol on there they do for the emoji. And there's other stuff in there, but that's kind of where we hit the bump in the road here.
Sounds like a typo. You meant to put cross and you put cloth.
No, I am a man of the cloth.
Okay, I've never heard that phrase in my life.
You claim to have went to a church when you grew up, and you claim to go to small groups now, but yet
I go to church. I'm a born-again Christian. My parents are born-again Christians. I grew up going to an AG Pentecostal church.
You got to be born again, it sounds like.
No, that's what I'm telling you that I am, and what I'm saying is that my entire life with youth groups every single Wednesday and purity balls and revivals and all of the things. I mean, I grew up in a very, very Christian house. I have never heard that phrase in my life when it comes to someone that has a relationship with God. I've never heard of it.
Well, no, it's not. It's maybe you're misunderstanding it. I consider myself a Christian, but that's not the thing. The thing that I'm talking about here when I put in my profile, man of the cloth, which means that I'm a pastor. I am a man of the cloth. I can marry people.
What?
Yes, I am a man of the cloth. I'm trying to update it so if people are looking for somebody to marry them, they'll think of me.
Okay, no, it sounds like you're just trying to be a fashion designer, like you're Christian Siriano, whatever his name is. You're trying to be Christian Dior. Or,
no. You see, that's what I'm saying.
Or Karl Lagerfeld.
Can anybody help me out here? Just one call would be amazing to confirm or deny what I'm speaking of. 317-239-1009. No offense to Liv, but I figure like this is something where you would do for your segment every week. We're like, I don't get it.
Well, I've just like never heard of that, and I've also been like a child of the church since I was born.
Your parents are Catholic, right?
Yeah, my parents are Catholic, which is, I know, like a little different than just like non-denominational
but a
Christian.
Priest.
Us, that's what we're saying, both of us who have, you know, religious parents and grew up in religious church-going households have never heard this phrase.
Like and the Pope is considered a man of the cloth.
I've literally never heard that in my life.
And she's Catholic.
And I'm Catholic.
Well, you obviously
don't
go to
church. And my parents are like really Catholic. Like, they love the Bible.
I don't think people say that.
Yeah, they do. Google right now. You tell me what comes up when it says man of the cloth.
Man of the cloth.
Just tell me what it says.
I just think that's hilarious. Also, wait. Let's kind of rewind here. You're not a pastor.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You literally.
I'm ordained.
You're ordained. That's different.
On the internet.
I am. No. It is licensed by Indiana. I am an ordained pastor. I can marry you and your special someone. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, are you a fellow man of the cloth?
I actually know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What it means to be a man of the cloth means like a monk type deal.
No. I'm not a monk.
You know how monks would actually say they're a man of the cloth? It means they actually accept Jesus and everything. But they can actually still have, like, wives and
have relations,
girlfriends and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. See, but I'm talking like, hey, I'm a pastor. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm a man of the cloth.
Yeah, you're not a pastor. That's like...
Yes, I am.
No, that's
I have a
false
card to prove it.
Okay, you're a ordained person.
Ordained,
you can marry someone.
Minister
that's,
or pastor, yes.
That's, no. That's different than being a pastor.
No, it's not. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in this morning. What did you want to say?
Hey, yeah, man of the cloth. Yeah, that's a thing.
See?
Either a reverend or pastor.
There you go, and that's what would you consider me, Nick? You can be honest here. Would you consider me to be that? I got ordained, and I married a couple this year.
Yeah. If you can marry somebody, you could. Yeah, you're a man of the cloth.
Okay.
I mean, technically, yeah.
No, he's not.
I was raised Methodist Christian, so I mean, that was just a thing that they always called a pastor or a reverend or anybody who honestly can marry, can preach, you know, at a church or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I even believe a father, and, you know, a monk or whatnot, that's a fan of the cross.
I wonder if this is what Jesus felt like when people tried to deny him and stuff, when I got Alex and Liv over here.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm not comparing it, but I wonder.
Okay, well, I Googled, is an ordained minister the same as a pastor? It says ordained versus licensed ministry. Each denomination sets its own policy for distinguishing between the two, but in many cases, religious organizations consider ordained ministers to be different than from, like, licensed ministry. Like people that perform baptisms and all that kind of stuff.
Matt in Greenwood, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you heard of Man of the Cloth?
Yeah, Joe, I have heard that before. I'm Catholic like Liv.
Okay.
And I've heard that at my church as well. So, yes. And my friend, he's an ordained minister like you and this married two or three couple. So,
yes.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You're right.
And would you consider your friend a man of the cloth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Do you think, Joe,
one wedding that he did, so yeah.
I'm not trying to be anything I'm not. I'm excited. I haven't told anybody this. My brother's been engaged for a while. He asked me if I'd marry him and his fiance, so I'm really excited to do that next year.
Sounds like it's going to be a great wedding and a great memory for you.
It's going to be amazing.
But
thank
do you,
you
think that Joe is a pastor?
No, the man of the cloth.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you, Alex?
It's just not
why
right.
Why don't you want me to like have this relationship?
Well, I'm not. There's no, it has nothing to do with the relationship. But you being ordained does not mean you're a pastor or a priest.
Yes, it does. Janet, please clarify things for Alex.
Okay, I grew up Catholic. A man of the cloth is like the priest or a monk. Joe is not a man of the cloth. You have to dedicate your life to God to be a man of the cloth.
That's what I'm saying.
I go to church every Sunday. And I pray.
But do you pray for everyone? Do you help everyone
out? I pray for Alex. I pray for Alex, which is not easy.
As a Catholic, you're married. You are not dedicating your life to only God.
Well, I'm just like a Christian. I'm not Catholic.
Right, but then the like man of the cloth sounds
Janet,
like a Catholic
Janet, listen,
thing.
I know. Like I'm going to pray for you because obviously we got like a little difference here. And God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I hope you have a blessed day. Laura, we'll finish things up with you this morning on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about me being a man of the cloth and Alex and Liv are like, you need to take that off your Instagram
it's
profile.
It's misleading.
It is not misleading.
Hi. Yeah, as I said, my name is Laura. I'm a Catholic school girl. I go to Cathedral High School. To be a man of the cloth is to receive the sacrament of like the man of orders to become part of the like a priest. Or someone of the like the faith to administer to the people, to take part in the sacraments and do that. And I understand like non-denominational Christians, you may disagree with me here, but to be a man of the cloth is to be like a priest or to be a cardinal or to be a pope. What you are is an ordained minister. You can marry people here or there, but it's not to be a pastor.
That's what I think.
So would you though call me a man of the cloth?
I wouldn't call you a man of the cloth simply because whenever I talk about people of the cloth, I talk about like monks or priests or popes or cardinals or bishops, et cetera, and so forth.
Why are you putting that in your Instagram bio anyway?
Because I just want people to know like
that
who I am.
No, literally, Joe, when people see that, it doesn't make them think like, oh, he's an ordained minister.
Yeah.
It makes them be like, one, like what? And two, is he a priest? I thought he was married.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It just gets confusing.
I think it's just you two, and it's cute, and I forgive
it's
you.
It's not us two. We just had a call.
God bless you both.
We just had like 8 billion calls that said, like, you are not a man of the cloth.
No, I don't think you were listening to the same ones. You can let us know. You can see the Instagram profile. Find it through our Joe and Alex Show one, at Joe and Alex Show. Okay, God bless both of you.
You can vote on Twitter if you've ever heard of that phrase.
Okay, how's it going so far?
Well, let's see. So far,
please,
80%
please,
say never heard of it.
Okay, well, you know what? We have a really dumb Twitter audience, so there's that.